The Mishnayis Masech the Krisos. Mishnah Shloishim Vishesh Krisos Batara. There are 36 different Averis that Yechayev Korot that the Torah talks about. Ha Bu Aleim, the person lives with his mother, Tizova Alav, that's Chayev Korot. Yalesh Yisav, if he lives with his father's wife, even though it's not his mother, still is Chayev Korot. Yal Hakalo, if you live with your son's wife, your daughter-in-law, Ha'abu ala zochor, if a man lives, has mishkav zochor with another zochor, he's chayev koris. V'yala behema, if a man lives with a behema, he's chayev koris. V'isha ha'meviyas a behema leho. And if an isha brings a behema upon her, she's also chayev koris. Now, so far, all these isurim, if you do it b'meizid with hasro, yichayev skilo. If you do the averis b'meizid without hasro, nobody warned you first, then yichayev koris. If you do it b'shoigeg, you chayev a korban. Then the Mishnah goes on, what's going to be habu al isha bita? Let's say a person lives with his wife, and then he lives with a daughter, with a lady and with his daughter. So living with the daughter, you chayev korus. V'yaleishis ish, somebody lives with a married lady, he's also chayev korus, in the case where he does it b'mezid, without hasroa. B'mezid and hasroa, he's chayev chenik. But without hasroa, he's chayev korus. Habu al achlisai, someone lives with his sister. Vi al achlis oviv, his aunt, his father's sister. Vi al achlis imoi, his mother's sister. Vi al achlis ishtar, someone lives with his wife's sister. He's chayev koros. Vi al eshes ochiv, live with your wife's brother, with your brother's wife. Also, if you do it b'mezid without hasro, you chayev koros. Vi al eshes achi oviv, the wife of your uncle. Of your father's brother live with his wife, you're chayev koros. V'yal hanida, someone lives with a nida, even she's your wife, if she's a nida, tumas nida, you're chayev koros. Hamegadev, that means someone that curses Hashem, he's over lav elokim lois the kalel, and he's chayev does the mezid without asro, he's chayev koros. V'yoyved avoyde zoro, somebody worships avoyde zoro, when the $4 avoydes, he's chayev koros the mezid without asro. Somebody gives over his child to this merlech, also type of an avodah zarah, is also chayev koros. That some type of an avodah, they put you, walk you between fire. So the pasuk says, lo sitein lahavir lamerlech. Then ubal oiv, someone does the type of a witchcraft of bal oiv, is also chayev koros. A bal oiv is somebody takes a gugurla shemesh, takes the skull of a mace, and he puts it under his arms. And he makes it talk. It does some type of witchcraft with it, but that Yechayiv occurs. Ha-Machalas, a Shabbos, somebody does one of the Lamates Melochas on Shabbos, so if he does it b'mezid without Asro, he's Chayiv Skilo. The Tomei Shokhalas HaKodesh, a person that was Tomei, Tumas Aguf, and then he ate Kodshim, he's Chayiv Koros. The Yabo LaMikdish Tomei, somebody comes to Beis Mikdish when he's Tomei, also he's Chayiv Koros. Nehoicho chaylev, somebody eats fat, the chaylev, the treif of fat of a behemoth, he's chayev koros, the dom of yidam of a behemoth, he's chayev koros, noisa, if you eat from kochim, after the zman, it's chal nitsa noisa on it, so if you eat noisa, you chayev koros, or pigul, who then if the kohen had the wrong machshavas, the shasa dal ravoidis, to do the avoidis achila, lamocha the wrong time, so it's chal nitsa the pigul on the behemoth, if you eat then from the bosa, you chayev koros, if someone takes a korban and shechs it outside the base of Migdish, he's chayev koros. Or also somebody takes the korban outside the base of Migdish and burns it outside. So he's also chayev koros. V'yichel chomets b'pesach, somebody eats chomets on Pesach, he's chayev koros. V'yichel v'yoyis ha'melach of Yom Kippurim, if somebody does melach on Yom Kippur, or else he eats on Yom Kippur, he's also chayev koros. Ha'mefatem is ha'shemen, if somebody goes to make the exact amount, the same dugma of the Shemen HaMishka, the Hand of Beis HaMikdash, could they lost the Chbor North use it to shmir, to rub himself with it? He's Chayev Koros, but the Pasuk says, of a maskun toile sasu kamo, isha shayirka kamo, v'nichras miyamov, and not allowed to make the same type of Shemen HaMishka, same type of assortment of the different incenses that they put inside that Shemen to make the Shemen HaMishka, if you're making it to use it, Yechayev Koros. Or it didn't be a mafatim as a keteris. If somebody makes the keteris the same way it was made in the base of Migdash,
Also, he makes the gedel ariach boy. He takes the same type of incenses to make to burn it and to smell it. So he takes the 11 simone keteris, each one the exact measurement the way it was done on the base of Mikdash. For that, he's chayav koros for just making it. Then the hasoch b'shemen mishra. After you made it, if some or even if it was made already, now somebody takes that shemen and shmirs himself with it, uses it, he's chayav koros. Ha pesach v'hamilu b'mitzvah sasei. These are two mitzvahs sasei that if you did not do them, you chayav koros. There's a mitzvah to bring a korban pesach and a mitzvah mila b'yom shmini. If someone does not make mila, he's chayav koros. If someone does not bring the korban pesach, he's chayav koros. Benachlam, these last two, if you do it b'shoigig, you're not chayav achatis. A korban chatis is only on a lois sasei, not on a mitzvah sasei. But a chayav koros you would have. Now the Mishnah Bay says, Alelu chayovim alzdeinim koros v'ashagosim chatis. On these mitzvahs loistah say that the Mishnah before said, Yechayv, if you do it the mezid, Yechayv koros, again without hasro, and if you do them b'shoigig, Yechayv a korban chatis. V'yaloi hoide shalem oshim toli. In the case if you have a suffix, you have a doubt whether you did the chet or not, you're not sure, Yechayv a korban oshim toli. Chutz excluding min hametamei migdash kodeshiv. If somebody is tamei and he has a doubt whether he went to the base of migdash or not, or else he has a suffix whether he ate from kachem or not, he's not chayiv a korban oshim toli. And the reason is mivnei shuboil v'yerid, because even when you do the chet vaday b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korban oshim toli. And the parsha of oshim toli is only if you would have done the chet vaday, you chayiv a chatis kavuam. Now if you have a suffix if you did it, you bring an oshim toli. But when the chet was done vaday, the korban would be an oshim toli. There's no parsha of oshim toli. Now, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. But all the other ones, he holds Yechayiv and Oshim Toli. V'chachonim oimrin echom say, Af hamagadif. Also the chet, if you curse Hashem, so if you do it b'shoigeg, he holds your potah from a korban chatis. And if you have a suffix, if you did it b'shoigeg, even potah from a korban Oshim Toli. Why? Shneimer the pasuk says, Torah achas yilachem le'esei b'shkoga. Is one halacha, one halacha doyme to avoid the zara, if you do a chet b'shoigeg, that you chayiv a korban chatis. So it has to be a lo'isa, if you do a ma'isa avera. Yotz ha'magad, if it goes out, it's excluded. When you curse Hashem, shein ro'isa ma'isa. The chomhol is not called an action, it's only a dibur. So they hold you do the chet, the dibur, by cursing Hashem, even though you chayiv koris, if you do it b'mezid. But if you do it b'shoigeg, they hold you potter from the korban. Because it wasn't an action done, therefore you put it from the korban, whether it's a chatis or an oshim toli. And the loch is like a chomim. Mishnah Gimel. Yesh mevias korban v'nechal. Sometimes a yeledis, a lady that gave birth, she has to bring a korban. Sometimes she brings the korban v'nechal, and the korban is eaten. The korban chatis, the korban is not eaten. Look like a regular yeledis. She has to bring a korban chatis, and the korban can eat from the korban. But Yesh Meviya, sometimes she has to bring the korban min hasofik, but Viena Nechol, and therefore since it's only a sofik, the Kohanim cannot eat from it, and therefore it has to be burnt, the Bosa. Viyesh Sheina Meviyas, sometimes she gives birth, she has a miscarriage, she doesn't have to bring a korban at all. Now, Elo Meviyas korban min Echol, these are the case of the Yeledis, where she has to bring a korban, and it's a regular korban, the Kohanim can eat from it. Hamapeles kimin behema chayi v'yoyf. If the Isha has a miscarriage, and the kid that comes out looks like a behema chayiv yoif, still she's chayiv a korban. Even though the tzura looks like a behema, tzura chayiv a yoif, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that even though she's mapful these things, the komokam still, it has the tzira like in Adam, and therefore it's called a leida, and therefore she's chayiv a korban. No, she's only chayiv a korban if the nafel of the miscarriage she has looks like a person. The ponav has to look like the face of a person, but if the face looks like a behemoth, like a chayiv yoif, or chomol, that she's part of a korban. Hamapelis sandal, let's say she gives birth to a piece of meat of a vlad that was like squashed down, and now it looks just like a sandal. Or shulya, she gives birth just the placenta comes out. Or else, vishofir, that's the skin of the fetus itself, marukam, that has some type of a tzura on it, a tzura of a kid on it, the skin itself comes out. So locher is maybe a korban v'nechal. These things we consider like it's called she was yoledish, she was mapil, and therefore she has a chiyuv to bring a korban and the kohen can eat from the korban. So these are the cases where she brings the korban and the kohanim on nechal. Now elu mishne dalet, elu mevias v'ena nechal. These are the ladies that gave birth where she has a chiyuv to bring a korban in asofik, but the kohanim cannot eat from it. Hamapelis, if she gave birth. She's not sure what kind of a miscarriage she has. She's not sure whether it was a miscarriage of something that looks like an odom that she had a chiyuv, or maybe it was a tzura of something that she has no chiyuv to bring a korban. So therefore, when asafik, she has to bring it, but the kohanim cannot eat from it. Rather, the meat has to be burnt. Now, the chayin, the same thing. Shtei noshim, two ladies shepilu. They both had a miscarriage. Achas mimim tzura v'achas mimim chayva. One lady had a miscarriage of a min ptura, let's say a tzura of a fish that she's potter from a korban, and one gave birth to a tzura of an adam, and they got mixed up. They're not sure who gave birth to what. So one of these two have a chiyuv to bring, and therefore both have to bring one. Both have to bring a suffix. So Amar Rav Yosi Grisi says on this, Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shoch zulu mizuch zulu marav, when they're not together. They're separate, therefore each mother has to bring her own suffix the korban. Both of them will be here together. The vias korban v'nechol. That's what Yosef Shita will have it later on in the fifth parak. Also, when you have two people are together between both of them, there's a vad the chiyuv korban. He holds they have both the right to bring it for shutvis. They make it tonight. Whichever one gave birth to the one that's mechay the korban should be for her. That's what Yosef Shita that you could bring him a shutvis, and you'll be yotzei yavadai carbon. Now Mishnah Hay, Elu Shena Mavias, these are the Yoledis that does not have to bring a carbon at all. Hamapelis Shofir Molemayim. She gives birth, let's say, to a krum that's a skin that's just full of water, that's all. A shfir, usually that's the skin of the fetus itself, and it's only full of water. Or else Mole Dom is just full of blood. Mole Ganinim, full of colorful water. So in these cases, we don't say the shmir is a proof that there was a vlad there, but rather we say just on the skin there was no vlad there. Therefore, she has no chiyuv to bring a korban at all. Hamapelis kimindog, let's say she has a miscarriage and the kid looks like a fish, the chagov like a grasshopper, roshkotzim or mushroom creeping creatures, is she's potter from a korban. Is it not about locha but tzuras adam klal klal? What's going to be hamapelis yoyim aboyim? She gives birth on the 40th day that she became pregnant. Also, it's not called the vlad. The vlad has to be at least 40 complete days in the stomach. Then it's called the vlad. Then she has a miscarriage, yichayev a korban. But if it's less than a complete 40 days, she's potter. The yotze doifin, she has a cesarean, the vlad comes out. The yotze doifin, also she's potter from a korban. That's not called the leder. On this, Rabbi Shimon mechayev the yotze doifin. Rabbi Shimon holds no that if the fetus comes out through a cesarean through the side, that's also called a leda, enough to be mechayiva, a carbon. And Tanakam Adashin, the Pasuk says, Ishaki says, Ria Vyoda, Vidashin Achet Teled, Mimokim Shemazras. Now, Mishnehei, Hamapeles or Lishmoin Vyechot. Let's say an Isha has a miscarriage the night going into the 81st day. This was the case, let's say, first she gave birth to an akeva. She gave birth to an akeva, so the locker is that she's tomei for 14 days, and then the next 66 days it's called yimei toyer, meaning midiraisa, even if she sees dam, she's tore those 66 days. Now, after the first 14 days, she goes to the mikvah, she becomes tore, and then the next 66 days, she's tore, even if she sees dam midiraisa. The rabbanan taka where machmer says she's tomei, but midiraisa though is called yimei toyer. So when it comes out now, after these 14 and 66 days pass by, after these 80 days pass by, then on the 81st day, she has the chiyuv to bring the korban yoledes. Now what happened now was, on the 80th day, that night of it, going into the 81st day, she had a miscarriage now. And it was a miscarriage of, let's say, a tzur of an adam, that it should be mechayev or a korban. But she did not yet bring her first korban. So the question is, does she have a chiyuv now to bring two korbanos or only one korban? So the yotze both with one. So it's a machlokes. Beishamai poitrim min a korban. Beishamai says yes. Since it did not come the 81st day yet, it's not the time to bring the korban for the first leida. So now that she had a second miscarriage, it's all included in the first leida with one korban you yotza. However, they still he still holds no, that since he had the miscarriage after 80 days went by, it's the night going into the 81st day, so it's called like the first chiv is chal already, and now you'll have a chiv to bring a second korban for the second leida. Omru Beisilla Beishamai, so Beisilla says back to Beishamai. Maishna, why is this different? Orle Shemoinim B'yechad, the night going into the 81st day, Miyoyim Shemoinim B'yechad, and the 81st day itself. In other words, you agreed that if she would have had the miscarriage on the 81st day after the lady of the first girl, that she would have a chiyuv, a second korban. So the night going in is also like the first chiyuv was chal already, and now it should be a second chiyuv. And they still hold in Shavuot Latuma. Allah forbid, if she would start seeing dam now, the night going into the 81st day, she would be tamei. In other words, since the 66 days passed by already, so the Yimei Toya went by. If she see now the night going into the 81st day, she would be tamei. In Sola Yishvah the carbon, shouldn't it have the same halacha at the 81st day, filled with carbon? So just like if she had the miscarriage on the 81st day itself, everybody agrees she'll be chayv the second carbon. So the night going in, she have the same halacha. On this Omru Lehem Beisham, Beishami says back, no. Lo yimamat v'mapeles, and maybe it was only said by mapeles, yom shemayim v'yechot. If she has the second miscarriage on the 81st day, then she has a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Why? Sheken yotza v'sho shiruya lahavi b'korban. Because since it came already the morning of the 81st day, the morning, olas hashachar, that's the time when she could bring a first korban. So since it passed by a time already that she could bring it, it's like that chiv is vadichal. And therefore she has a miscarriage after that, and 10 minutes later, she has a new chiv korban. But to Yom, if you want to tell me with Mapelis that she has a miscarriage, or l'shmoyne v'yechud, the night going into the 81st day, maybe then no, shelo yotza b'shor shiru yelohovi bo korban. She did not have the miscarriage yet at a time when she was fit to bring the first korban. It wasn't fit to bring the first korban yet until it comes the day of the 81st day. Therefore, since it didn't come the time to bring it yet, it's like it's not chal yet. And therefore, if she has a second miscarriage, it's all included in one chiyuv korban. On this, Omru Lehem Beisilla, Beisilla says back, V'arei ha-mapeles yom shmoinim v'yechod shechalias b'shabbos l'chiyach. What's going to be if the 81st day comes out on Shabbos? So she can't bring a korban then. Still, if she had a miscarriage then, you'll also agree she'll have a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Shelo yotza b'shor shiru lavi b'korban, even though it's not fit to bring a first korban. V'chayev is the korban, still she's chayev to bring a second korban. So you see, it doesn't have to be a time when she really could bring it, as long as the 80 days pass by. On this Omru Lehem Beisham, Beishami says back, no. Lo yimamat mapelis yom shemayin v'yechad. You know why if she gives birth on the 81st day. Shechol liyesh b'shabbos. Even though it's not fit today to bring her korban yochid al yoledes, but ruyel korban tzibur, it's a time that korbanos could be brought. So therefore, it's b'koyach called the time of that korban, even though there's a new issa chal upon you, like Shabbos stops you, but al silchos korban alone, it's a time fit that it could have been brought. And the proof is that you could bring a korban tzibur today on Shabbos. But to Yomu, you want to tell me in the case of a mapelis where she has a miscarriage, or l'shmoyne v'yechad, the night going into the 81st day, shein alayla ruya learn the korban yoch, learn the korban tzibur. Nighttime is not fit to bring any korban. Says b'yoyim tzavos, you can only bring korbanos b'yoyim by daytime, not at nighttime. So this night is not fit for any korban at all. So therefore, it's not considered yet like the chiyuv was chal yet, therefore she has the miscarriage before the daytime, it's all included in one chiyuv. Then Beishami ends off and says back to Beisilo that Hadomin, the fact that you say why if she sees blood, if she sees dam, the night going into the 81st day that she's Tomei, ain't a mechichin, that's not a proof Hilchos Korban, Beishami holds. Why? Because Shama Pelis Betoich Blois. Let an Isha had a miscarriage within the 66 days, before 80 days pass by. See, even though dam needed, called dam Toyer, but still Domel Tomeim, still should be Tomei, Machmas Tumas later. Like if she has a later during those 66 days, she'll have a Tumas later on her. She's only tore from Tumas Nida, not from Tumas later. See, even though she has Tumas later on her, still Upturim in a carbon. The lock with that she's put them in a carbon. Since it did not go by yet, did not come to the 81st day, a time which you couldn't bring kabbonis, she's yaitza all within one carbon. So that's Beisilus for the Beishamis for to say that as long as the 81st day did not come by yet, she's all yaitza with one carbon. It's not called as none that she could have brought her carbon.
Now Mishnah Zayin, Ho'isha she'esha leho sofik chomesh zivois. And he should have upon itself a doubt whether she went through five zivos already. Now, Nisha did not know the exact date, like when she saw her dam. In the last 5 months, she saw 3 days in a row each month, but she wasn't sure whether those days were during the 11 days between one nidus to another nidus that can make her into a tumazava, or maybe no, it was only a may nida, she had no tumazava. So Kit says she has five doubts whether she was a zava 5 times or not. If she was a zava, she'd have to bring a korban for each time. Who then the same thing could be Usafi Chomish later. That's an Isha gave birth 5 different times, and each time it's a doubt really to her whether she gave birth, she was mapel to a Vlad that she's mechuyev to bring a korban for, or maybe with such a type of a Vlad that she was potter from bringing a korban to. So again, she has 5 Safik kabonas of Ladis on her. The law is like this. What should she do now? Is maybe a korban echad. She has to bring one korban to be at least for one of them. She has to bring a oil of echatis. And v'yecheles bezvachim, that's matir to eat from kachim. That's the law of zivor or yeledes. They're not allowed to eat from kachim until they bring their korban. So I call upon them one set of korbanos they have to bring now to be matir them to eat kachim. And v'yein hashar lechleiva, but the other 4 safek leivas they have, that they're not mechuyev to bring. They don't have to bring it. And that they're potter from bringing. What's going to be chomesh leides vadoit? That's an issue gave birth to 5 different miscarriages she had. And each one was a vadai, was a vlad that she had been korban for. Or else, chomes zivas vadois, the last 5 months, each month, she was a vadai zava, the last 5 months. So, she has a chiv to bring 5 kabonis. The locher is maybe korban echad. She has, first of all, she brings 1 set of kabonis. V'yachalas mizvachim, that's mata, tit zvachim, tit kabonis. And we are sure the next 4 kabonis she has to bring, olech leib, sak leib, for to bring it. Like, she has to bring it. Now, Maisa once happened, Sha'omdu Kinev Yushlayim Bedin Rezova. Once happened, the prices went up very high, that now a pair of birds cost a din Rezov, cost a lot of money. In other words, the Shtei Torim, or Shnei B'nei Yoinom, that's called the Khan, became worth now a din Rezov, which was 25 din Rekesev, was very expensive. So what happened was, Oma Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ha'moyen Hazer. We say like Hamigdash Hazeh means Loshen from a Shvu. It meant to say like, I swear, like as if he's going to swear now that Loi Olin Halad, I'm not going to go to sleep at night. Achiyu B'dinorim until the price is going to go down to be worth 1 dinar. He wants to go the price all the way down to 1 dinar kesef, not to be worth 25 dinar kesef, but to be worth 1 dinar. So what did he do? Nichnas LeBezdin went to Bezdin B'lima. He taught like this: Ho'isha She'eshele Chomish Leidus Vadois Chomish Zivas Vadois is Meviya Korban Echad. He started teaching halacha, not like the Mishnah before, that in the case when Nisha has upon a 5 chayvus because of a leidos, or has 5 chayvus because of zivos, all she has to do is just bring 1 pair of korban, that's all, 1 set of kinim, and the next 4 she's parted from. So the kids said, so the ladies didn't have to bring so many birds, so it wasn't such a demand for the birds, the prices went down. The rest she doesn't have to bring. The yonder, because that's what happened was, kinim by b'yoyim b'rvosayim, prices dropped so much that for 1 pair of birds, you could buy a mamash for the 1/4 of a dinar. That's how much the price went down. That's what he did, even though he's mishana from the din Torah, but he held eight lasas, l'ashem v'feiru Torah secha, was kedai to make the price lower, because otherwise, if he doesn't get the price down, people won't be able to bring the korbanos anyway. They made such a psak halacha, and because of this, like the people saw that they better lower the price, so the price became very low. Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Arbo Mechusrei Kippurim. There are 4 people that are Mechusrei Kippurim, means that even though they're Torah from Tumosom, they went to the Mikvah at Har Shemesh, but still their Tumah, their Torah didn't finish completely, they can't catch him yet. There are 4 people like that. And we will soon see who. And the Arbo Mevien Alazodin Shikish Gaga. There are 4 people, 4 type of Chatoyim, that even though you did the chet b'meis, still you have to bring a korban on them. Now, elu hein mechusik kippurim. These are the tumas you have, that even though you're tar from the tum, you went to the mikvah, and Har HaShemesh,
still the Torah is not completely finished. You can't eat kachrim until you bring a korban. Hazov, a man was a zov. He saw three times zivus come out of him. Said mizvechayif him to bring a korban. Vehazov, a nisha that saw dam during the yomim that she could become a zov. She saw 3 days. Vahayoled is nisha gave birth. Vehametzara, a person has tumas metzara. These four people, even though they come Torah from the tumah, so they cannot eat from kachrim until they bring the korban. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Vaymer, ger mechuse kapora, a ger, a goy, he becomes a Jew and he's mizgayer, he also cannot eat from kachim, ach yisra kol of adam, until they bring a korban for him. So they bring a korban oilo, and they make his rikas adam. He's also called a mechuse kapora, even though he wasn't tomei, but found the din of a gerus is also mechayiv not only a mila and a tefillah, but is also mechayiv to bring a korban to vimatim to eat kachim. The nazir liyenoi v'tikalachtoi v'tumasoi. Now, the nazir has a lacha for 30 days. He can't drink wine. He can't take haircut. Can't be metamal amesim. Even afterwards, he finishes his 30 days and he's tor. Still, he cannot be over. He cannot do these things: drink wine, or take haircut, touch amesim until he brings his kapara, until he brings his korban. It's also called a little bit a mechusa kapara. He can't do these things until he brings his korban. Now Mishnah Beis, Eilu Mevin Al Azot in Kishkoga. These are the chetam that even though you do the chet b'mezid, still you have to bring a korban. Ha'boa la shivcha, a person lives with a shivcha charufa. The pasuk says on the yikra of yishki yishkav es isha shivcha zerav yish shivcha nechrefas lish ve'vi es hashom al Hashem. He has to bring a korban oshem. He has to bring an ayil for korban oshem. The man has to do it. So Saka Machloik is exactly what a shivcha charufa is. Whether she stam a shivcha Ham yuchedes liish, or whether she is a chatzi pascherin and chatzi shivcha. The nazir shenitma, a nazir that became tamei, a nazir joined the yemei nazirus. He touched the mace even b'mezid. A law crystal he has to bring a korban. The alshvuas edus. Somebody swears false that he does not know edus, and then we find out that he did know the edus. So he has to bring a korban. The alshvuas apikodin. If your kaifa apikodin, if Reuven says Shimon, give me back the hat that I gave you to watch, and he says, no, I don't have it, you never gave it to me, and he swears false, even though it's been amazed, then later he admits, the luck of the Yasmin Korbin. So on these four chatoim, even though he did the Avera, which been amazed, still he has to keep to bring a Korbin. Mishnah Gimel. Chamisha mevi'in Korbin Echod ala veirois harbei. There are 5 cases that you have a right to be yotz with one Korbin, even though you did kama veiris. Chamisha mevi'in korban oil v'yared. There are 5 different chatoyim that also you bring a korban oil v'yared for it. Now, elu mevi'in korban echad al averus harba. These are the cases that even though you did a lot of averus, you could be yotz with one korban. Ha'bu'a la shivcha bi'as harba. Someone lived with the shivcha harufa. The Torah says the chayv korban oshem. Even though you live with her a lot of times, still you yotz with one korban. Because the pasuk says, the chippur oil v'akayim be'el oshem l'fnei Hashem achatos ha'shechoto. So this Ashechoto is extra to Darshan, that even though he lived with her Harbei Pom, and even though he knew about in between, still is yotz with one korban. V'nozer shenitma turmas harbei. Let's say nozer, there was Tor, and then he touched a mace, and then it happened again when he started to become Tor, after he went to the mikveh, after the 7th day, he again touched a mace, even though he becomes Tommy again, he's yotz with one korban. Let's say a man like warned his wife not to be miyachid with a few people, and she was caught to have stira, she was caught to be alone with all of them. Lachra, she has to bring a minchas, a kinois, a site that she has to bring. It's enough to bring one mincha for all these people that the husband was jealous and wonder about. O mitzayra shenisnaga negoyim harbe. Let's say a mitzayra that became tummy. And then the nega healed up, and then before it became tor completely, another nega came. In such a case, he's all yotza with one korban. The pasuk says, "Zoistia teras hametzera min terachas lemetzeras parmim harbe." So, even though he had tumas metzera a few times, he could be yotza with one korban. Hevi tziporim nisnag. Let's say the metzera brought its korban already. He brought the tziporim. That when the Tzara comes tor from its Tzaraas, that's the pasuk that says, V'tziva kon lochet lemitar, shtei tziporim chayis teres. You have to bring 2 birds. That's how they took the 2 birds already. And then v'nisgana, then she became a Tzara again. Ili ololoi. the tziporim did not help for the first nega to say goma tarosoi. Acheyovi eschatosoi, until she also brings hachatis. Because after the mitzvah has to bring first the two tziporim, that alone is not kaveh at the end of the mitzvah, until she brings hachatis. So once she brings hachatis and echnami, then if she has another nega, then she'll be mechuyev to bring a second pair of karbonis. But as long as she did not bring hachatis yet, she's all yotze with one pair of karbonis, with one set of tziporim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achiyovi es hashamai, it's not telling the chatas of a mitzvah, but telling the yoshim. Once the mitzvah brings this yoshim, that's kaveya, that's nigmar, it's kaporo, it's a tekshir, and then if she, because another didn't neger on her, she has a new set of kabonis. And the more expensive Yehuda, because the pasuk says tarosi, means hashamai, because we put from the blood on his bonus, on his thumbs. So that's what's machshirim lecho b'kodeshim. Now, Mishnah Dalit. Let's say a lady gave birth to a lot of children. So it's like this. She only has to bring one set of kabonis, one kabonis full of them. What's the case? Let's say first she gave birth to a nekeva. So she has 80 days until she can bring her kabonis. So within those 80 days, if she had another miscarriage, she's yotz with one pair of kabonis. She doesn't have to bring another one. This miscarriage was nekeva, so she has another 80 days. The chazuv apilah b'terech shemayin in the keva, so it keeps on going, that all she has to do is just bring one pair of kabonis for all these ladies, as long as it did not happen after the 81st day. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. So the Mishnah says, hu adin v'hamapeles tumin, if she has a miscarriage to twins. The first one, the pshat is that first she was pregnant with twins, and then one came out now, and then later another one came out. So the Meister, she's only have a schiv to bring as one set of karbonis for both of them. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that Mevi'a al Harishon, V'yena Mevi'a al Hasheni. In the case where she gave birth to a Nekeva, then the next 80 days she has a din of Tyre, she's not mechuyev to bring a korban yet. So she was Mapo, she had a miscarriage within the first 30 days. And then she had another miscarriage within the end of those 80 days. So it happened on and on, so Tanakhama says, all you have to bring is just one set of kabonis. So Yehuda says no. That he yells like this, Mevi al Rishon, on the after the first 80 days, you have to bring one korban for the first leda. For the first leda. V'yena Mevi al Hasheni, but for the second leda that she had, the miscarriage she had in between those 80 days, that we overlook, and that you put from the korban. But now the third miscarriage you have, that was after the 81st day from your first one. So it's sitting like you're ready, Mechuv, to bring a korban, and therefore, Mevi'a ala Shlishi, you have to bring a korban for the third miscarriage. But, V'yena Mevi'a ala Revi, the fourth one, which is within the 80 days of the third one, so that's like, we overlook it. That's not considered Mechayiv your korban. But Enoch Nami, when you'll have a fifth one, it will be Mechayiv your korban. That's what Yehuda learns. That the in-between one we overlook, and therefore the first and the third, or the third and the fifth, it's Mechayiv to bring a separate korban. Now the Mishnah says, Elu Mevi and Korban Elu V'Yerud. These are the cases that you bring a Korban. Elu V'Yerud means up and down, means depends upon how rich you are. If you can afford it, they're behemoth. If not, you can bring Eifis. If not, you bring a Mincha. Al Shmias HaKol, it means a case where that's a Shavuos Eidus, you swore false that you did not know Eidus on something, and then it came out you did know the Eidus. So you have a Chiyuv to bring a Korban. That's called the Korban Elu V'Yerud. Then if you make a shavua that you will do something and you did not do it, so siyachayv a korban. Somebody was tamei and either he went into the Beis Hamikdash or else he ate kachim when he was tamei, so si ladies chayv a korban oil of yerid. Vahayaledis nisha that gives birth also that she's required to bring a korban oil of yerid depending upon what she could afford, whether it's a korban or whether it's birds. The same thing with Mitzvah also. If they could afford it, the Mitzvah Osher has to bring a behema, Shnei Kvosim Timimim, the Chav Sachas, and if she can't afford it, she could bring one Kevitz for an Osher, and states the Torim, two birds, Echad Liyelo, Vechad Echadis. So these are the four cases that you have a Chiyah, the Korban is an Oil of Yerit. Now, Ba Ben HaShivcha, Leben Kol HaRois, by HaShivcha Harufa, Akam, there it's different. Akam Ashif Haruf is different halacha. Leben kol arois, we live with all their royas. There we say you are chayiv a korban. And Akam, if you live with a shif haruf, you're potter from a korban. oh, you only have the new chi of korban, it's only called the korban oshem, oshem charufa, but you put it for regular korban chatis. So Mishnah says like this, like shalai shov solem loy b'yonish loy b'korban, that the punishment is different, is only allowed by a shifah charufa, and the korban is different. How come? Shekol haroi is the chatis. All of the haroi is the chi of korban is the chatis. The shifcha b'yoshem, Hashem can deliver the shifcha harufa. So that's a machlekes, whether it means a shifcha, that's a complete shifcha miyuchid to an eved. So the ben chorin lives with her, he's chay the korban. What does it mean? She's a chatzi bas chorin. She's half freed already, and she was moressed to an eved ivri. That's the case where now if a ben chorin lives with her, he's chay the korban. Now all the arroyes are chay the chata. Shifcha is on the biyoshim, and kol arroyes ben akeva the shifcha bezocher. Like all our royas, when being a korban chatis, the korban comes from an akeva. A chatis just comes from an akeva. Mashenk in a shivcha, you have to bring an oshem comes from a zachor. Kol ha royas, echurish v'echurisha, shovim v'makis of a korban. By all of our royas, let's say a man not live with a need, not live with a sister, both of them are over the avera. If they both did a b'shegid, they both chai the korban chatis. They both did a b'mezid, and you weren't mas in the case with only chayv chorus, so they both get malchus also. Over shivcha though, if you live with a shivcha harufa, loy hishvat's not similar as ish liisha b'makis, that they're not the same, and v'loy ish liish b'korban. What does that mean to say? That loch regatta says by the parsha of shivcha harufa, there's makis and there's a korban. The pshat is the shivcha, she only gets makis, not a chayv korban, and the man that lives with her, he does not get malchus, he only gets the korban. Here they have two different einshim. They're not alike. By all other royas, the einish that applies to the man is the same einish by the isha. But by shivcha rufa, here the Torah says no, that the man is chayv korban osham, and the shivcha, she gets malchus. Now, kol haroyis, also ben es ha-ma'ora kagaymer. Any erva, if you live with them, even you just start the bia, you just put the aver a little bit there, so for that you chayv ready, chayv korus. And the chayva called bia b'bia every time you live with them, and you have your di in between, so you chayv another korban b'shegig. Or every bia is mechayv yumisa. But mashenkein, shiv charuf is not that way. Mashiv charuf mashmi not chayv until you have a gemar bia, not just on the beginning a little bit, you have to go in completely, but the boss says shiv vazera, and huadin, you only chayv one korban, I'll call bia bia. So, ze chaymer, hechme b'shivcha, but in one way, Shivcha has a bigger chumra, is more strict than other arroyas. That over here, even though you did the Avera b'mezid, still you have a chiv to bring a korban. By other arroyas, the korban is only b'shoigig, not b'mezid. But by Shivcha, even though you live with the b'mezid, still the din is the man has to bring a korban asham. And the Mepharshim say Rashi is not even the bigger chiddush. That Shosava Samezik b'shoigig, meaning that the only time the man has to bring a korban is if she did a b'mezid. That the zman the shivcha gets makis for doing that very b'mezid, that's when the bala has to keep to bring a korban. So totally no. But if the shivcha would have done a b'mezid, b'shoigig, in the case of shoigig, she's potter from makis, so what then the boy of the man would also be potter from the korban. Whether he did a b'shoigig b'mezid doesn't make enough kamina. That the ikar is that the isha has to do the very b'mezid. Once the shivcha is mechayev makis, then the din is who had in the boyol has to give to bring the korban asham. Mishnah Hey, Eizi shivcha. What's the case of a shivcha charufa? That the pasuk says v'yishki yishkav ki yishkav es isha shivcha zera v'yishchu nerechos lish. So what's the pasuk talking about? Again, like that, she gets makis and he has to give korban asham. Kol shechetziv shivcha v'chetziv bascharin. Only in the case where she's already half freed. At the beginning, two people owned her. And now one partner freed her. And now she's miyuchid to an eved ivri. So about she's a chatzi bas chorin, we said there's a little b'shaychus between the two of them. Therefore, if a man lives with her now, he has a chit to be in a korban oshim. According to the Shinemuk, the pasuk says, ve'hefto le'nivdosa, meaning you did not finish the pediyah legamri, but a mixas pediyah you did do. Divu Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva, that the pasuk is only talking about, which is a chatzi bas chorin. But it should be a complete shivcha. Could be then you would not be chayiv if you live with her. Rabbi Yishmael says no. Zui shivcha vadoyis. That the parsha of a shivcha roof is talking about even where she's a complete shivcha, where she had no cheris at all. She's not even a chatzi bas chayrin. Shoshid Muresas Levit Ivri. The Pasuk says, the Heftalin of Dosa, she learns Dibra Torah Kloshim Bayodim, that's where the Torah talks. But she was not freed at all. Rabbi Eloza ben Azayo Aymer, Kol Har Royis Mefroshes. Umashir, in Lonavala Shechetze Shivcha Vachatzi Baskoirin. So really what Rabbi Eloza ben Azayo is saying is like he holds like Rabbi Kiva. That all our royist is mufrosha, says clearly what the ever is, stam and isha, stam and nida, stam and achaisai, umashir. How come here it says a little bit different? Here it says the words veftalin of doso, is then non novello, the apostle here is talking about that says clearly, shechet yeshiv chati baskarin. And the more explained that Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi is coming like to argue against Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds no, the apostle is talking about a vada shivcha. Even though it says veftalin of doso, he holds dibritoric lushim b'nei yodim, sometimes that's the way that, sometimes, that's the way the Torah talks. So Lozim Mazayi says, here you can't say that. Because here the Torah says it twice like, first of all, the Pesach says, Kaloichu Pasha. Mashmi, she's not freed. And then it says a second time, Behef the line of Dosa. So if you mean to say that she's not freed at all, why does the Torah have to repeat itself twice? And Lamai, since the Torah like says it twice, it comes to teach us that the Pesach from the Pesach is Bedask in the case where she is a Chatzi Baskar and she's here freed. Then the locker is that if a man lives with them, then Yechai the Korban Oshim. Mishnah Vov, Kol HaRoyis, anytime there's a parsha of Erva, means a man lives with a nido, with his sister, Echad Godel V'Echad Katan. Even though one's a Godel, one's a Katan, the law is a Katan Potter, that true only the Katan is Potter, but the Godel is Chayiv. Let's say a man lives with a girl that's a nido, she's only 11 years old, the mice of the girl is Potter from Misa, because she's a Katana. But the man is Chayiv, he's a Godel, he's Chayiv Misa. Echad Er v'Yechad Yoshan. Let's say one of the two is sleeping and one is awake. The locher is a Yoshin Potter. Whichever one is sleeping, he's Potter, she's Potter. She's like an Einus. Only the one that's awake, he's Chayiv. So by Rois, the kids, you could have it that one is Chayiv and one is Potter. Echad Shoigid v'Yechad Mezid is a Shoigid v'Katas v'Mezid v'Karas. If one of the two was a Shoigid, one thought that she was not a Nida, but she knew that she was really a Nida. She did it v'Mezid. The law was a shaygi, the bal then is chayiv chatis, and she did the mezid, she is chayiv koros. But what it means to fear ois is, but these halachas do not apply by shifcha charuf, like we said before. Shifcha charuf are the only chayiv when both are chayiv. In other words, the bal is only chayiv if she's chayiv. When she gets malchus, that's when the bal gets his chiyuv from korban oshim. But if she's a ketana, that she's potter from makis, even though he did the chet mezid, will also be part of his einish. Terek Shlishi, Mishnalef, Omru Loi Achal Techelov. Let's say, even the Mar says, even Eid Echad, one Eid comes over to Reuven and says, I saw the way ate Chelov yesterday, and you must stumble to show you didn't realize it. So Lachris, maybe Chatis, if you believe him in Yeshoysek, that's enough to be Mechayv, you have to bring a Korban Chatis now. What's going to be Eid Omer Ocho? One Eid says, yes, I saw you eat Chelov. V'yeid oimer, another eid says, lo yachal, no, you did not eat. Or else, ishe meres ochal, ishe meres lo yachal. So then the locher is, maybe yoshem toli. So much like it's eid echad b'choshir, the sack is suffic, what happened? So, that's the locher. Whenever you have the suffic, if you did an aver or not, you have to bring an yoshem toli. What's going to be if an eid oimer, one eid echad says, ochal, he ate the chayla. Vu oimer, he himself heads the back and says, no, he's kaifer and says, lo yachal, I did not eat the chayla. The locher is potter, it's potter from the carbon. Then he's not mechuyev. Listen to the edechot. He could say it on himself more than the edechot. He's potter from the carbon. What's going to be though? Shnayim oimim ochal. Let's say two eidim said we saw the way he ate chaylev yesterday. He's chayev to bring the carbon chatis. Vu oim, and he answers back and says no lo yechalti. No, he says he did not eat chaylev. So Rabbi Meir mechayev. Or Meir holds this person has to bring the carbon chatis. We do not believe him against two eidim. And the Meir says like this, Omer Rabbi Meir, in Hevi Yu, Shnayin Lin Misa Chamura. If two of them have the curse to bring the Misa Chamura, Lo Hevi Yu, Lo De Korban Akal, isn't it for sure they will believe these two to Mechayiv and Korban? So Avad, you have to believe the two eidim more than we believe him. That's always a cloud. Two eidim is Kemeyedim Dami. That's the biggest amount we have. Omer Loi, so they said back to Rabbi Meir, the Chum said back, no. Moim Yir Tzalayim Amezer Isi. And the reason why we believe him when he says Lo Yechalti is because either he has a migu that if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie, he should have said that he was amazed, and that's why he's potter from the carbon. Amazed doesn't bring carbon by Chalif. Or else the pshat is, we say, not to do with our zanigo, but the Gemara says, the other svar is metatin in the burei. We explain what he meant to say when he said lo yachalti. He did not mean to say lo yachalti klal at all, but he meant to say, I did not eat it, the shaygig, the way you're saying that I have to bring a korban, but rather I ate it b'mezid. So therefore, it's not really going 100% against the Edim, therefore he's nemun.
Your Mishnah Beis. Ochal chelev v'chelev b'helem echot. Let's say he ate one kizayis of chelev, then he ate another kizayis of chelev, and he did not realize in between that he was eating chelev. It was all with one forgetting. So locher is, ein echai v'elochat asachas. At the end, when he realizes that he ate the chelev v'shegeg, he's only chayev to bring one korban katas. What's going to be ochal chelev? He was eating chelev b'shegeg, he didn't realize it was chelev. V'dom is also eating blood, he didn't realize it. The noiser is also eating different meat that was noiser, or pigle, or else he ate a piece of meat that had this, a pigle on it. So the elamechot, all in one forgetting, he ate all these kizaisim in one forgetting. So here the locher is chayev kolachas biachas. He's chayev a separate korban chatas for each one of them. Even though it's with one forgetting, but the pshat is since each one has a different shem aveira, each one is mechayvim to bring a different korban. So zechayim, it is the chumrah, that the minim har b'mimim echot, with different types of aveiras over one aveira, like we just said, if it's all the same shem isser of chaylev, no matter how many kizayis you meet, the elamechot, you're nechayev one. But here, since there were different shemes, different minim of isurim, you chayev one chatas for each one. Now, v'chayim b'minim echot b'minim harvei, I'll give you another achurma the opposite way, with one min over different minim, shemocha kechatzi zayis, v'choz v'yocha kechatzi zayis, b'min echot chayev. Let's say first he had a chatzi kezayis of chelev, and then within kezayis b'fei achilus pras, within 2 or 3 minutes, he had another chatzi kezayis of chelev, then he'll be chayev a korban. Mashaken, if he ate first a chatzi kezayis of chelev, and then what he ate was another chatzi kezayis of noiser, or of tigul, and echnaim, then he'll be potter. From two different meaning, the namat starif, then he'll be potter from the korban. Mishnah Gimel. The kama yisho ichlim kilo ach kilo acholam kloyes. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, though we just got finished saying, if you eat 2 half a kezaisim of chelev, yichayev. But how much is the time in between? Like, how much time can you take out in between to still say it's called one achila? So, Rabbi Meir holds, how much eat kloyes? That means roasted wheat. That means we look as if kilo achlam kagarina kloyes, pirurim, pirurim, bezachazer. How long you eat them pieces one after another? As long as it takes you to eat this kezayis and piecewise, so even though not eating in one gulp, if you eat one chati kezayis now, and then you wait a minute in between, still you be chayiv. But if you wait longer, how much it would take you to eat as if it would be in small pieces, then you be potter. Now, the chomer and the chomer say, ad she yishoye mitchila v'yatsoif, today achilus pras. Meaning to say, it has to be, you eat the so kezayis within an achilus pras. Achilus pras means a half a loaf of bread, a bread that's made out of, and really it's a machlokes to know him exactly how many eggs is the bread, the loaf made from. Some say 6 and some say 8. So therefore, a pras is half of that, and either how long does it take you to eat 4 beitzim, how long it takes you to eat 3 beitzim. So kids, that's 2 or 3 minutes. So kids, whatever you eat within 2 or 3 minutes, that's called like one achila. So that's what we pass. Can you have to eat the whole kezayis within this time of the kedei achilus pras, which is in 2 or 3 minutes? What's going to be now? Ochal ochlan tmeim, v'shoso mashkim tmeim. That a person ate ochlan tmeim means a person ate tamedika food. So locher is that if he eat a shear of a chatzi pras, so that's metamiyu. The person becomes tamim midrabanan. Or else v'shoso mashkim tmeim, a person drank revius of mashkim tmeim, that's also metama the person that he cannot eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. Or else what's going to be shosha revius yain, somebody drank, a kohen drank revius of yain, and then v'nichlas lemikdash, he went into the base of mikdash, v'sho, and he stayed there, or he waited b'achilo b'shtiya, k'dei achilas pras, meaning to say in all these halachas, that he eat a chati pras worth of oichlam tmeim, it's metami of your drink. Or else, if you drink wine, you go into the Beis Hamikdash, that you chayiv, all these things are where you first ate it, you ate it within Achilas Pras. Then you be chayiv.
But if you waited longer than an achilas pras, it's not called an achilas damitzaref, then you'd be potter. Reb Lezer says,
in his sigbo, if you wait in between with revias ayayin, and you did not drink the revias of yayin in one shot, but you waited a little bit in between, even though you did not wait the zman of an achilas pras, but just you waited a little bit, or you should put a little bit of water into the revias of yayin, then he holds potter.
He holds, for that you're not chayiv misa going into the base of Mikdash. It's only if you drink revias of yayin at one shot, and it has to be a complete revias of yayin, then you're chayiv. But it's not complete revias, he holds then you'll be potter.
Mishnah Dalet. Yesh oichel achila achas. It's possible to have a case that you'd only one kezayis, one achila. V'chayiv oleh abor chatoyis v'yoshemecha. It's possible you have a chayiv to bring four chatoyis because of this one achila, plus one korban oshem. What's the case? Tomei shochel asachelif. The person himself was tomei and he ate chelif. So far as only chayiv one chat is feeding chelif. V'hoye noiser. Now the smith was also noiser. Now he's chayiv another chayiv chat is because it was noiser. Min ha-mekdoshim. It was also a korban. He's chayiv another chat is because he was tomei. A tomei that he caught him is chayiv chat is. Over Yom HaKippurim. And it didn't happen on Yom Kippur. Therefore he chayiv chorus because of Yom Kippur. So these are the four Chiyav Chatois you have. You have the Chiyav Chatois because of Yom Kippur. You have the Chiyav Chatois because it's Chalif, because you were Tomei, and because it's Noiser. Those are the four Chiyav Chatois. And the one Korban Oshim of the Asher Milos that you had on Nofim Hegdash into Smukdoshim, for that you have to bring a Korban Oshim. Rabbi Meir says, in Hoyster Shabbos, if it would have been Shabbos, for you seal the pig when you carry it out, so chayiv, you carry it on your mouth, you'd be chayiv. So you'd have mashla fifth chayiv chatis. Or mula, the chum said that can be meya, ainim in Hashem, that can be included. We're talking about chayiv chatis that you get because of the ma'is achilo, not because of nisroi tzov carrying it out for Shabbos. So why exactly does the Mishnah have to say Shabbos, not Yom Kippurim? That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Some sheet hold there's no nisroi tzov on Yom Kippur, it's only a Shabbos. The other sheet there is no, but who on Yom Kippur also has a nisroi tzov, where we pass an aloha. Now Mishnah Hey, Yesh bo bias achas v'chayiv ole sheish chatois. It's possible that you have one bia, live with one lady, and because there's one bia, you chayiv six chatois, that this one lady could have six different isurim on you. Habo can be like this, habo al bito. If you live with your own daughter, chayiv ole mishum bito. You chayiv mishum bito. In the case that she could also be your sister. V'yeshes ochiv. She could also be your brother's wife. V'yeshes achiyoviv. She could also be the wife of your uncle. V'yeshes is, and stand that she's married v'nida, that she could be a nida. So Gemara comes out there to see that this should be doing averis after averis. It comes out this one lady is also to you with all these isurim. The chiddush is, even though it's one beer with one lady, but since she has these six isurim upon you, you be chayiv six chatois. For you have bo al bas bito, let's say someone lives with the daughter of your daughter, have bo al bas bitoi, is chayiv ole mishim bas bitoi. You chayiv for living with the al yisra bas bitoi, and also vichalosoi. She could also be what? She is the wife of your son, is the yisra mishim kalosoi. For you have ishto, she could also be the sister of your wife. V'yeshes ochiv, she could also be the wife of your brother. V'yeshes achiyov, she could also be the wife of your uncle. V'yeshes ish, she could be married. And v'nida, she's a nida. So kitza, by through averis, she could have the case that this one lady has all these surumana. Rabbi Yosi says, im over hazokin uneso, chai boleh mishum eshes ov. So it means to say, im over hazokin of the grandfather, son of Yaakov, uneso, and he married her. See, married, that's like Leah. The Gemara says the case talking about that, let's say that Yishmael died without children. And Yivno, let's say Yitzchak, his brother, was Miyabim, his wife, which is Oviv Shoyakov. So, even though what? It was Eshes Ochiv Shoyakov, it was Benoi, still, if he lives with her right now, he'll be Chayiv Oleh Mishum Eshesav. If somebody else lives with her, the son lives with her, the Maisa, since the grandfather lived with her, that's called like Eshesav. So now when Yaakov dies, there'll be a Nis of Eshesav, or even now there'll be a Nis of Eshesav also.
V'chein, the same thing applies, abu al-bach ishtoi, live with the daughter of your wife, v'yal-bas, bas ishtoi, or the granddaughter of your wife, also have these chiyu v'chattis. So Mekitza, the Gemara goes through that the chidushim over here is that even though we hold usually ein yisachan lissa, but the case is either the second yisurim are called either an yisachan moisif or an yisachomor, so therefore the second yisachan is chal upon the first one. And the same thing is an isha hatera, Torah says not to live with a woman and her daughter, isha bita. So b'nichlal, and that is, who are then an isha and a granddaughter, also you have the same isha. So one man is not allowed to live with both of them. Now Mishnah Vav, ha'abu al chamoisoi, chayv ole mishum chamoisoi. If somebody lives with his mother-in-law, ein chamoisoi means the mother of his wife, so if you live with your mother-in-law, sometimes it's possible to have again these averas that you chayiv with this one bia that she could be your mother-in-law. She could also be your daughter-in-law. She could also be your wife's sister. She could also be your brother's wife. She could also be the wife of your father's brother. The Ashish is also married beneath and she could be a nida. So kids, so the other ways, again, we have this here by Avera after Avera. There are cases here that there's one Isha could come out to be all these Averas. The same thing, Abu Alein Chamoisai. If you live with your mother-in-law's mother, the Alein Chamiv, the mother of your father, of your father-in-law, it could be the same thing also. You could have all these Averas. Rabbi Yerchin and Ben Uri Yoimer, Abu Al Chamoisai, someone lives with his mother-in-law, Chayiv ole mishum chamoisai. Yechayiv mishum chamoisai, she's your mother-in-law, v'yein chamoisai, and the mother of your mother-in-law, v'yein chomiv, the mother of your father-in-law. His omelah, they said back to them, no, shloshtim shei mechorei, and they're all three, had the exact same avera. Could be this one lady has all these yisurim on her. So according to B'yochan ben Uri, yechayiv a special chattis, for each one, three chattois. And this the chomiv say back, no, even on the cases before they agree, even though it's one lady, but since she has all these different Yisurim, each Issa, she's chayiv a separate korban. But over here, the Chomot, Shloshtim Shemecherem, all three Yisurim have the exact same name, therefore they're only chayiv one chatis, and not three separate chatois. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Sha'alti Yesh Rabbi Gamliel, Ayesh Rabbi Gamliel, V'yesh Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua, B'yitlis, by the marketplace, Shel Emom, in this place Emom. That they were going to buy an animal for the chasna, Rabbi Gamliel was marrying off his son. So at that place, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Gamliel a shayla. He asked like this, what's going to be habo ala choisai? Someone lives with his sister, vi ala chois aviv, and his father's sister, vi ala choisim, and his mother's sister. Belomech with one forgetting. Ismao, how many chatois is he chayiv? So, Chayiv achas akulum, he chayiv one chatas in all of them. Or yachas akulachas v'yachas, he chayiv three chatois. Samura says, Avada of Kiva did not mean to ask these three different ladies. Avada then says, if there'll be three different ladies, so of course you'd be chayiv three chatois, the three gufim. That means the cases where it's one lady, that this one lady again, through a dvar avera, she could be your sister, she could also be your father's sister, she could also be your mother's sister. And you live with this one lady now that has these three surim. So how many achatoyes ayichai we do it b'shoyge? The armruli, they said back to me lo shemano, they did not hear klod the halacha. Abu shemano, but they heard a case like this that habu achomish noshav nidos belamechad. Some lives with five different ladies that are nidos with one forgetting. Shulchay v'kolachas v'yachas chayv each one separately. Roim onu shadvorim kavuchayim, and they hear the halacha is that the kavuchayim that they say here also in your case that you would be chayv three separate chatoyes. And the Gemara comes out that really this Kavachayim is a Pirchan the Kavachayim, because here the five different ladies, the five different Gufim. Mashenka and the Bekiva Shalom was one Guf, one lady. But still the Gemara comes out for different reasons to say Taki Yechayiv, three Chatois. Now Mishnah Ches. V'yoyd Sholin of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva asked him another question. He asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Aver ha-meduldav of the Hema Mau. What's going to be having Aver, a limb of a Behema that's hanging? The Behema is still alive. Just the limb of it, let's say the arm, is like hanging. So Shal, does it have a tumas novela or not? Does it have a tumas mishumeva menachai, as if to say it was pulled off completely? But that's halacha. Once an aver, a limb, comes off the animal, it has a tumas of an avedo like tumas eva menachai. So what's the loch if it's rove off? It's just hanging. So Omrullah, they said back to Rabbi Kiva, lo shemanu, we didn't hear clearly this halacha. Abu shemanu, we heard a halacha like this, that be'ever hamaduldu be'yodim, by an aver of a, by a person that's hanging, shutor, the halacha is still its tor. In other words, it's not considered like an aver menachai, because by an odom will be the same thing also. If an aver comes off an odom, an aver menachai has tumas like a mace. So he said, we heard this halacha, that if an aver, a limb of a person that's just hanging off him, but still attached a little bit, Shotor, it has no tumas eva menachai, it has no tumas meis on it. And he brought a proof, shekachoyo muche shchin shebushlayim, people that had shchin on them, and their arms like would be coming off, so isin, how would they do? Is hoylech loy erev peitze eitel haroifa. The muche shchin means the arm, his arm was about to come off, was hanging off. So they used to go to the doctor on erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you know, they have to be in the Korban Pesach, they had to remain tor. So they went to the Reif on Erev Pesach for choytchoy, and they would cut off the limb ad shumaniach boy kisar until it was attached only mamash a little bit, was only attached like the length, like the width of a hair. For toicha by b'sira, then they would let like the arm get stuck b'sira with something, and just like pull it off, let it get stuck b'sira with a thorn, and then v'nimshach l'menu, he would like pull himself away from it. V'halo oisa pischoy, then as mukashkin would bring a Korban Pesach. But Roy Paisipisch and the doctor also giving his Korban Pesach. And in other words, they both did not touch the Eva Menames. So you see here, even though the limb was hanging, it has no tumor Eva Menames on it, until the mamish comes off completely. Here, like when it came off, nobody touched it, so therefore they're both tor. And they said, for Roy and Honu, what's wrong with Kavachoyim? It's a Kavachoyim, Madach, by an Odom, it's this way, who would then by a Behemer also, Abraham Adud, by a Behemer, is also still tor. The Kavachoyim reason, an Odom is Makabu tumor when he's still alive. Mashenkin, a behemoth, is not makabel tumah when he's alive. So for sure, this Avraham Adudol should not have tumas meis on it. Avraham Menachai. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next page.